This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
OpenAI and Google reportedly used transcriptions of YouTube videos to train their AI models. Spotify tests AI-generated playlists based on text prompts. And Apple officially allows retro game emulators on the App Store. It's Monday, April 8th, and this is Engadget News. OpenAI and Google trained their artificial intelligence models on text transcribed from YouTube videos, potentially violating creators' copyrights. That's according to a report from the New York Times. The report, which describes the lengths OpenAI, Google, and Meta have gone to in order to maximize the amount of data they can feed to their AIs, cites numerous people with knowledge of the company's practices. It comes just days after YouTube's CEO Neil Mohan said in an interview with Bloomberg Originals that OpenAI's alleged use of YouTube videos to train its new text-to-video generator, Sora, would go against the platform's policies. According to the New York Times, OpenAI used its Whisper speech recognition tool to transcribe more than 1 million hours of YouTube videos, which were then used to train GPT-4. The information previously reported that OpenAI had used YouTube videos and podcasts to train the two AI systems. OpenAI president Greg Brockman was reportedly among the people on this team. A spokesperson for Google said that per Google's rules, unauthorized scraping or downloading of YouTube content is not allowed, adding that the company was unaware of any such use by OpenAI. The report, however, claims there were people at Google who knew, but did not take action against OpenAI because Google was using YouTube videos to train its own AI models. Google told the New York Times it only does so with videos from creators who have agreed to this. Engadget has reached out to Google and OpenAI for comment. The New York Times report also claims Google asked a team to tweak its privacy policy in June 2023 to more broadly cover its use of publicly available content, including Google Docs and Google Sheets, to train its AI models and products. The changes, which Google says were made for clarity's sake, were published in July. Bryant told the New York Times that this type of data is only used with the permission of users who opt into Google's experimental features tests, and that the company did not start training on additional types of data based on this language change. The change added Bard as an example of what that data might be used for. Spotify is following the lead of many companies over the last year and dipping its toe into the world of AI prompts. The platform has announced AI Playlist, a new beta feature that lets you create playlists with a few words that get into the music vibe you want, such as an indie folk playlist to give my brain a big warm hug. According to Spotify, the AI Playlist will accept prompts involving things like animals, movie characters, colors, places, activities, and emojis. Examples from Spotify include everything from sad music for painting dying flowers to relaxing music to tide me over during allergy season. It recommends using a mix of characteristics in your prompt to create the ideal playlist for your vibe. The AI Playlist Beta is available to premium subscribers on Android and iOS devices in the United Kingdom and Australia. If you fall into that group, access it through the plus button in the top right of your library. Click AI Playlist and choose an existing prompt or create your own. Spotify will create the playlist, and you can preview it, delete tracks, and provide notes. Once you're happy, click Create, which will save to your library. Spotify's AI playlist comes over a year after Spotify unveiled its AI DJ, which pulls together a selection of music you're currently listening to, previously played, and songs it thinks you'll like based on your history. If the songs playing aren't precisely what you're in the mood for, then you can ask the DJ to switch things up.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
In addition to updating its developer guidelines to allow music streaming apps to link its external website, Apple has also added new language that allows game emulators on the App Store. The updated guidelines, first noticed by 9to5 Mac, now say that retro gaming console emulator apps are welcome and can even offer downloadable games. Apple also reportedly confirmed to developers in an email that they can create and offer emulators on its marketplace. Emulator software was not allowed on the App Store prior to this update, though developers have been finding ways to distribute them to iOS users. To be able to install them, users usually need to resort to jailbreaking and downloading sideloading tools or unsanctioned alternate app stores first. This rule update potentially eliminates the need for users to go through all those links and could bring more Android emulators to iOS. Apple warns developers, however, that they are responsible for all such software offered in their app, including ensuring that such software complies with these guidelines and all applicable laws. Clearly, allowing emulators on the App Store does not mean that it's allowing pirated games as well. Any app offering titles for download that the developer doesn't own the rights to is a no-no, so fans of specific consoles will just have to hope that their companies are planning to release official emulators for iOS. While these latest changes to Apple's developer guidelines seem to be motivated by the EU's Digital Markets Act regulation, which targets big tech companies' anti-competitive practices, the new rule on emulators applies to all developers worldwide. Thanks for listening. There's more to these stories and additional articles at Engadget.com. This episode featured journalism by Weekend editor Cheyenne MacDonald, contributors Sarah Fielding and Mariella Moon, and was produced by Spoken Layer. Enjoy your day. I'll be back tomorrow with more tech news from Engadget.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.